Welcome and thank you for coming tonight. Before we begin, there was recently a school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Up to 7 individuals were killed. 14 people were sent to the hospital. And as of about an hour ago, they didn't specify any details beyond that. So if we could please just go to the Lord in prayer for that situation. Yes, the gunman was a former student who shot from outside the school and came into the school as well. Mm-hmm. Yes, in Parkland, I think. Yeah, Parkland. Yeah. Okay, if we'll please bow our heads. Holy Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the sacrifice that your son made. And Lord, we lift up Parkland, Florida today, and for all those who are affected. We pray for the families, the emergency workers. We pray for the entire community. We know that your spirit is with them, even in the most difficult times. In the holy name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So you'll see in your bulletin the background to Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday begins the season of Lent. Lent lasts approximately 40 days, and that is to parallel the 40 days of temptation by Christ. It's also to parallel the time that was spent by Israel in the wilderness. The biblical witness is found in the opening epic of the human story. You are dust, and to dust you shall return, Genesis 3:19. However, from biblical times, sprinkling oneself with ashes has been a mark of sorrow for sin. Probably the most famous instance of this was by Job. Several times the Bible mentions people repenting in dust and ashes. For example, Mordecai in Esther, Job, the inhabitants of Nineveh in Jonah, and Daniel. And in our remembrance, in our time of Lent, God does not care about our outward observances. It really doesn't matter if you eat fish on Sunday or not, but the Lord cares a great deal about us humbling our hearts with confession and repentance as we prepare for Holy Week, which will consummate on Good Friday and on Easter.
Okay. If you would stand with me, we'll sing hymn number 241, 241, In the Garden, all three verses. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, as he bids me go through the voice of woe, his voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever.
Responsive reading. The responsive reading based on Psalm 22, Isaiah 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness.
In your great compassion, blot out my offenses.
Wash me through and through from my wickedness.
And cleanse me from my sin.
For I know my transgressions.
And my sin is ever before me.
Against you only have I sinned.
And done what is evil in your sight.
And so you are justified when you speak.
And upright in your judgment.
Purge me from my sin, and I shall be pure.
Wash me, and I shall be clean indeed.
Make me hear of joy and gladness.
That the body you have broken may rejoice.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
The sacrifice of God is a troubled spirit.
A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
Thank you. And now Jana will be leading us in a prayer of confession.
Please join me in prayer. In the softness of the evening and the solace of silence, we come to you, O Lord. We come for acceptance. We come for community. We come for forgiveness and love. In the serenity of the day's end and the restfulness of worship, we come to you, O Lord. We come to you for respite. We come to you for completion. We come to you for forgiveness and love. In the quiet of the night, in the comfort of darkness, we come to you, O Lord. We come for peace. We come for comfort. We come for forgiveness and love. We come, O Lord of light, seeking the illumination of your word. We come for the path we can't find. We come for the life we don't have. We come to you for our lives are death, and you alone have breath and being. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, and you may be seated. Let us continue in song with hymn number 478. Hymn number 478, Just As I Am. We will sing the first and the last.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And now, Michelle will be reading scripture, Jonah chapter 3, verses 5 through 8.
The Ninevites believed God. A fast was proclaimed, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. When Jonah's warning reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his royal robes, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat down in the dust. This is the proclamation he issued in Nineveh. By the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let people or animals, herds or flocks, taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink, but let people and animals be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence.
Thank you. The first day of Lent reminds us, in the words of the Heidelberg Catechism, that two things are involved in genuine repentance: the dying of the old self and to coming to life of the new. The way to Easter is the way of the cross. Do you know that all of us who've been baptized into Christ, Jesus, were baptized onto his death? Romans chapter 6, verse 3. New life with Christ involves a daily surrendering of the old life. They were expecting a conquering king as the Messiah, but Jesus died a humble death, the death of a thief in the Roman Empire. His only possession, what the soldiers bid on it. They cast lots for it. He had a humble upbringing, the son of a carpenter. He was born in a village that was not known for much. Jesus upturns our expectation. The way to life is through death. The way to glorification is through humility. We learned that in the Beatitudes. The way for us to be exalted is the path of humility. The first step of this Lenten journey invites us to acknowledge our mortality and our sinfulness by the imposition of the ashes. The people of Nineveh acknowledged their sin and repented. They also prayed for forgiveness. As believers, we're also called to a lifestyle of humility and self-denial. For us, this is a daily process of humbling ourselves before God, acknowledging where we fail God, and calling upon God's mercy and grace and love. Luke 9:23. Then he said to them all, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." The confession of sin is a basic aspect of our Christian lives, and it helps prepare us for Holy Week. It is difficult to accept that even when we're trying to be good, there are areas in our lives that remain sinful. We may still harbor lusts, tell lies, lash out in anger, or make hurtful comments to others. Hard as it is to accept our failures, it may be even harder to confess them, even privately in prayer to God. Clearly, however, this is what the Lord requires. It is difficult to accept that even when we're trying to be good, there are areas that we still need to work on. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. We grow in grace and maturity and holiness, not because of what we do, but because of the Holy Spirit working in us. James 5:16. Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. During Lent, we need to take time to seek God's face and listen. How much time do we spend just listening to God? We can adore God and tell Him of His mighty attributes and deeds. We confess our sins and repent of them. We can focus our eyes on the Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit, and break free from the sins that so easily entangle us, as the writer of Hebrews indicated. We can thank the Lord for so many blessings in our lives. Finally, we can make our requests known to God for our world, our nation, our state, our community, our friends, our families, and for ourselves. Isn't it wonderful that God is an ever-present help? That God is a mighty fortress, a rock of our salvation. And no matter what winds buffet us, no matter what is going wrong in the world, no matter what violence is inflicted upon the innocent, God is there. And no matter what personal failings we may have, the Lord does not give up on us. When Jesus saved us, He knew exactly all the sins that we would commit in our entire lives. God is omnipotent. And if God has saved us, if God walks with us, then God's going to see it to the end. And now for our communion hymn.
If you will turn with me to hymn number 10, How Great Thou Art. We'll sing the first, second, and last. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
And now Vicki will be reading from God's Word, Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 15.
After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news.
Thank you. And before we begin with the partaking of the bread and the imposition of the ashes, just to let everyone know, this is also in your bulletin. If you point at your forehead, that's where you will receive them. If you point at your hand, you'll receive them on your hand. Or if you cross your arms, you will not receive them. After you receive the ashes, please go and you will tear off a piece of bread, dunk it in the juice, and then partake. So we'll be having the ashes and the Lord's Supper together at the same time. In your mercy, you call us to the path of repentance. You remind us in your word that we are earth and dust, but you promise to lift up the poor from dust. Come and receive the sign of repentance. So if the shirt lifts, and if Jana would please come to the front, and then row by row, we will come up. Please turn to hymn number 104. This will be our hymn of parting.
We'll sing the first and the last verse. If you'll stand with me. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes
said so. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
And now for the sending forth blessing. After I end with "be with us" or "remain with us always," please answer "amen." And then once I finish with "go in peace," please answer "thanks be to God." May God, who has forgiven and fed us, now make us strong for these days ahead. May Jesus lead us, and we be found faithful to follow. May the Spirit drive us into the wilderness, burning away the chaff of our lives, and the purifying our hearts for all to see and be blessed. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, mercy, master, and fire, be with us and remain with us always.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve God and your neighbor.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for coming.